This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
There's only one.
There's only one pod in the Motor City that's keeping you up to date on everything Detroit sports.
This is the Daily Ticket with your host, Jeff Rieger.
Hey, everybody. What's going on? Jeff Rieger. Another episode of the Daily Ticket. It's the 25th. It's a Thursday. It's April. It's 2024. And you know what today is. Today is NFL draft day in Detroit. When you're watching or listening to this, people are already downtown getting their spots, hopefully by the stage, for the big day. I do believe Detroit's going to be a star this weekend. I think people are going to love our city. I think people are going to have a fantastic time. And I hope we hear nothing but positive stories on Monday. In fact, I know we're going to have positive stories on Monday. People are going to love Detroit. I kind of get the feeling that Detroit doesn't get the best rep around the country. And then people come here and they're like, wow, I had a blast. Well, duh, because it's a great place. So I expect more of that on Monday. So I think it's going to be the start of a fantastic weekend. I do. But how about yesterday? What a day yesterday was, because I was racking my brain. I'm like, you know, what should I do the podcast on? A whole lot of people don't care about where the Lions are picking at 29. Like, yeah, they're happy the draft's in Detroit. But all in all, the draft is not the big deal that it used to be, right? Considering how good the Lions are, considering you're drafting at 29, not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, or 10, right? So it does take away a little of the interest factor of the NFL draft, but that's a good thing because that means you're a good team. That means you went really far the year before. Like, we've already talked about this. So I was kind of racking my brain, like, what are we going to talk about? And then Dan Campbell went on Costa and Jansen, the morning show. And I thought he was really interesting. Talked about the culture, guys he's looking for. He gives a message to Lions fans, just in case the Lions do trade out. We're going to play that for you later on in the podcast. But I had every intention to do the podcast about Dan Campbell. Go through five or six sound bites, lay them out there for you, get you ready for the NFL draft. But then right around, like, I don't know, 11 o'clock hit, I was working out. I just tell you this because I want you to know that I work out. I was in my basement pumping iron. I got the bench up to like 100 pounds. That's right. I'm getting stronger, people. Although when I do that, I don't look strong at all. In case you're listening, I just flexed. Nobody wants to see that. But anyway, right around 11 o'clock yesterday, we get word. Lions make a massive signing. The Lions and Amon-Ra St. Brown agreed a four-year extension worth more than $120 million. So the Lions make Amon-Ra St. Brown one of the highest paid receivers in all the NFL. In fact, I think annual per value, I think he's tied with Tariq Hill. And this is a great deal. And it's weird because I was listening to our midday show, Carson Anderson, and you would not believe how many people freaked out about the price of Amon-Ra St. Brown. This guy was a fourth round pick. He embodies everything that Detroit is. He is so dependable. He's so respected. He never stops working. He's an absolute stud. And you're lucky to sign him up for four more years. But see, Lions fans have not been in this position in a very long time. So the initial reaction was, let's all freak the fuck out. Because that's what people did. People kind of ripping on Amon-Ra St. Brown, saying he's not worth the money that he signed for, which I could not disagree with more. So when the deal happened, I tweeted out, great deal, well worth it. And even the comments I got were really weird. Like, for instance, a guy says, I'm happy about the signing, but honestly, isn't this a bit of an overpay? Somebody else said, same old Lions, highest paid for a mid player? The dude was an all-pro last year, a mid player? How many big moments has he already had in a Lions uniform? You think Jared Goff likes playing with Amon-Ra St. Brown? I think the answer is yes. Dude gets crazy yak yards after the catch. He's got wheels. He can score. He can block. He pretty much does whatever you need him to do. He's a fabulous culture fit. Not to mention, by all accounts, he helps people around him as well. He is a fantastic signing. So why so many people ripping on the signing? It's because you're not used to being good. This is how it works. This is what you hope for. That's a fourth round pick that just got paid a boatload of money. This is what you want when you draft a guy. But my goodness, like, there's even more. Another person said, highest paid in the league. Nah, man, this is a dangerous overpay. Love him, but this is how you get strapped down cap-wise. Somebody else said, SOL move. The worst franchise and fan base in pro sports. It's wild. People just slandering Amon-Ra St. Brown after all he's done for you. He doesn't miss games. He's always prepared. I heard Valeni and Rico talking about it. I thought Mike brought up a good point. He's the most Detroit player we got. Full of grit. Blue collar. Like, this was a great signing. But I get it, man. I do, to a certain extent. Because most fans are like, oh my God, I'm so worried about the cap. Like, oh my God, we're not going to have enough money for people. Like, oh my, stop. Just stop. It's going to be okay. It's so funny. You trust Brad Holmes in this regime to draft. And you trust Brad Holmes in this regime to run a football team. But what, now all of a sudden, because you got to sign guys, you don't think they know what the hell they're doing? Calm down. Stop acting like an amateur. Because that's what people are doing. Do you not realize how good he is? The answer is he's great. Again, all pro last year. So I was a little taken aback, I'm not going to lie to you, with the freakout session that people went on. But then it got more interesting as the day went on because it wasn't just Amon-Ra St. Brown. Then you find out that the Lions also extended Penei Sewell. 4-year deal, $112 million extension, $85 million guaranteed. Now, by my understanding, they took his fifth-year option because he was a first-round pick, and they pretty much put it within the contract. So you get to spread the money out over 5 years instead of 4 years. I'm pretty sure how that works. But that's another great signing. Amon-Ra, hours later, Penei Sewell. You're talking about a receiver that you should be elated that's going to be around for at least 4 or 5 more years. And you're talking about a tackle that will eventually move to left tackle and be one of the best left tackles in all of football. And he's already a hell of a right tackle. Now, I do think that Taylor Decker probably is gone after this year. That's okay. You're going to have to start rebuilding this offensive line, and that's fine. But Penei Sewell, as long as you have him, you're in really good shape. Like, there's a great chance Frank Ragnow walks away after this year as well with how banged up he was. Okay, it's going to be fine. These guys know how to draft. They know how to build a football team. I think they've proven that to you. Like, usually I would come on anywhere and just rip on the Lions because that's what I've done my whole life. But these are good moves, people. It's not too much money. The salary cap's going to go up, up, up. Everything's going to be fine. So stop with the freak out, please. It makes you look silly. It does. Like, what has Amon-Ra St. Brown done that you say to yourself, he's mid? That's insane. He's outstanding. Now, I tell you this. It feels like there's been more negativity with the Amon-Ra St. Brown extension than there was with the Penei Sewell extension. This is what a good team looks like. This is what good teams do. They draft well, so well that they want to make sure their players stick around. Stop worrying about the cap. The cap can be manipulated. The cap can be massaged. Get a good capologist. All's going to be okay. You're going to be fine. So stop acting like this, especially before so many people come from everywhere to watch our draft in our town. Okay? Don't go up to some random person from Buffalo or Dallas or Denver at the bar and say, you know what, I'm really upset that we paid Amon-Ra St. Brown so much money. Stop it. You sound silly. He's well worth the money. In fact, I would say that's a deal. So it was a very active day. A lot of stuff happened, right? And then it got interesting. Then, as they say in the detective shows, the plot thickened. Because after they got Amon-Ra St. Brown and Penei Sewell signed up and locked up, and it's just a great thing for the Lions, then Adam Schefter tweets out the following. Now, mind you, Adam Schefter knows his stuff, okay? It's not like he just throws stuff against the wall and hope he's right. He's about as locked in as it gets. There's no opinion. It's usually fact. So Adam Schefter tweets out the following. I'm asking you to brace yourself. This is not good. I don't think it's good, in fact. So Schefter says the following. There is no deal imminent for the Lions quarterback Jared Goff. Despite the fact that wide receiver Amon-Ra St. Brown and offensive tackle Penei Sewell now have landed new deals per source, the Lions and Goff have spoken about a new deal this offseason, but no deal is close at this time. Interesting.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I thought they would announce Goff right after they announced Sewell and St. Brown. I thought he'd kind of be like the cherry on top, the icing on the cake. But now Schefter says there's no deal imminent. So what does it all mean? Like Jared Goff went on a podcast like 3 weeks ago where he said the Detroit media was negative. Do you remember this? We talked about it. And in that podcast and on that podcast, he said, I expect to be in Detroit for a long time. He was just in Detroit. And he also spoke about why he loves Detroit and the fact that he wants to be here. So by all accounts, I always thought this deal would get done. But the fact that Schefter's saying there's no deal imminent, what does it mean? Is somebody holding up the deal? Is it a big smoke screen and they announce it later today? Are they going to use the franchise tag? Like, think about it for a quick second, okay? Jared Goff's career was resurrected here in Detroit, and he did a lot of great stuff. However, if I'm forced to judge who's more responsible for Goff's greatness the last year and a half, wouldn't you say it's his surrounding cast and not specifically just on him? I know that sounds negative towards Goff, okay? But it's not. Jared Goff was traded for, put in a fantastic situation, and is playing with a whole lot of great football players. He's got two great running backs. He's got some great receivers. He's got a great offensive line. He's got fantastic tight ends. He is insulated. He's put in a great situation. So if Jared Goff is going to the Lions, I want to break the bank on this contract. I want $55 million a year. I want to be paid with the Patrick Mahomes and the Justin Herberts and the Joe Burrows. Then if I'm the Lions, I'm like, no, sorry. You are a byproduct of what we did here. You should give us a deal. Is that how it went down? Is that how it's going down? The two sides have talked. On the other hand, if you're Goff's camp and you're like, listen, I understand I play with a lot of great players and I'm truly grateful to be here. And I love the city and I love the fan base and I'm happy. However, I took you to heights you never even dreamed about. We were in the fucking NFC title game. You fucking kidding me? You want a penny pinch on me? You don't want to pay me like I deserve? Like, screw you. So maybe it's like that. Maybe Goff's camp is like, listen, I was responsible, or at least partially responsible, for a whole lot of great things happening that you never thought you would witness. So you're going to pay me, or I'm not going to play here. Or you're going to have to franchise me. Or you're going to pay me a lot too. Is that how it's going down? Like, these negotiations, and they are talking, are unbelievably fascinating to me. Maybe they use the franchise tag. Maybe the Lions are like, listen, Hendon Hooker's our guy. We did draft him in the third round. We intend to use the former Tennessee quarterback. We intend him to be our starting quarterback. And he's not going to cost anything compared to what Jared Goff is going to cost. And if that's the case, and they did draft him for a reason, and they did draft him in the third round, and I don't know if you know this, but Brad Holmes is a pretty good drafter. So maybe that's the deal. Maybe Hooker is the heir apparent, not just the backup, but your next starter. And if that is true, and I'm asking, I'm not telling, then you don't need Goff for a long term. He's already under contract this year. You franchise him the next year. And you could franchise him the year after that, although I don't think that's going to happen. And you send him on his merry way. I don't know what's going on. I thought Jared Goff was going to be here. Maybe it's a smokescreen. Maybe the Lions intentionally leaked to Adam Schefter or Adam Schefter's sources that things aren't going great, that there's no deal imminent. And right before the draft happens later today, they announce a blockbuster deal. And then everybody's happy. Maybe the Lions know they're trading back in the draft. And maybe they want to wait to announce Goff on the same day that they're forced not to pick in the NFL draft at Detroit. You think about that, maybe? Again, I have no idea what's going on. I'm just throwing out some scenarios. But if the Lions know there's a great chance that they're going to have to trade down, that they're going to trade out of that pick at 29, that they're not going to make a pick while hundreds of thousands of Lions fans are waiting for them to make a pick. If they know there's a great chance of that happening, maybe you announce the Goff contract later on today before that happens, then every Lions fan is in a great mood and they don't care that you got to move out of that first round. I'll be honest with you. I don't care anyway. Do Lions fans really care if the Lions don't make a pick? Like, they're doing what's best for their organization, and they've already proven that they're pretty good at it. So I don't necessarily think Lions fans even care about this stuff. But maybe that's the deal. It's all interesting. It's great news about Amon-Ra St. Brown. It's fantastic news about Penei Sewell. But it's really fascinating and interesting and a bit mysterious about Jared Goff. What do you think happens? Let me know in the comments section. And what a podcast. I really thought I wouldn't have much to talk about. But here we are. Maybe the Lions announce Penei Sewell and Amon-Ra St. Brown because they know they're going to trade out. Although, could you see things going the other way? You just spent a whole lot of money on two players. You know your window, there's no doubt about it, is right now. Maybe you trade up to get a guy that you truly love. Dan Campbell went on Costan Jansen and said the way he sees it, there's about 15 guys they would love in this draft. Maybe you trade up and get one of those guys. Or maybe you trade back. Because now you have to get as many draft picks as possible, considering you're now paying people, and Brad Holmes is really good at drafting. So get as many chances as possible to obviously grow some depth on this team. What do you think happens? It's all so fascinating. What about Dan Campbell? I did mention that he went on the morning show. So he was asked, and this is before the signings, he was asked what his message is to Lions fans if the team moves out of the first round, meaning later on today they're not going to see a Lions draft pick. Here's what he had to say. Take a listen.
Yeah, well, here's what I'd say is, well, then all you got to do, it's one sleep and then you get two picks.
Well said. I agree.
That's what I would have told the kids when they were young. You got one sleep.
Christmas comes tomorrow.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, so look, anything can happen. We're prepared to do whatever we need to do. And look, if our guy's not there, we're sitting there, and our guy's not there, we will move back. So I'm just preparing the fans. Be ready. You never know what's going to happen here.
So how does that strike you? It does seem like maybe they already have a belief that they're going to trade out of that 29th overall spot. And I do think it's overblown, this whole notion that, oh, fans are going to be upset. And you make a pick in the first round simply because the draft is in Detroit. I don't think anybody's buying that either. So I am so curious what you think about this specific podcast and the three things that we talked about. Do you think they paid too much for Amon-Ra St. Brown? I don't. I think we all are in agreement that the Panay Sewell extension was a very good one. And then what do you make of the Adam Schefter tweet about Jared Goff? It's wild. I thought Goff getting extended by the Lions was like the first announcement they were going to make. So let me know what you think of the comment section. Speaking of the comments, we're going to do comments tomorrow. I've already talked way too long. They want me to keep these things to like 15 to 20 minutes. I'm already over that. So we'll do comments tomorrow. And again, later on tonight, I'm walking around downtown Detroit, and I'm going to ask everybody I can if I can like travel with this microphone and my iPad. I think it's going to be doable. But I'm going to try to ask as many people as I can what they think the Lions are going to do later on tonight. And whoever gets it right, I'm going to give you something. I just don't know what that is yet. I've sent out emails. I'm waiting for a response. I got something for you if you nail it, because I think the fact that anybody nails what they're going to do, I think the odds are kind of slim. Like, if you say they're going to trade out, you got to tell me who they're trading with. Okay? I think that's fair. You can't just say, they're going to trade out, because it does seem like they're going to trade out, doesn't it? So what do you think the Lions do later on tonight? And what do you make of the Adam Schefter tweet? And, of course, the two extensions of Amon-Ra St. Brown and Panay Sewell. All right, guys, enjoy the draft. Enjoy the hell out of tonight. This is going to be awesome. Hopefully you make it downtown. Hopefully you make it downtown this weekend. If you can't come down tonight, it's going to be really cool. As always, thank you for watching and participating and commenting and reviewing and following and all the stuff that you do. You guys are awesome. I appreciate y'all. And we'll catch you tomorrow on a Friday. How'd the draft go? What a day. Bye-bye. Enjoy, everybody. See ya.